Now, reintroducing the 50-50 police recruitment policy would be premature. That's according to the new Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, who was sworn into the top job yesterday. It was one of the topics up for discussion when he spoke to the BBC's Home Affairs correspondent, Julian O'Neill.
I'm not personally convinced yet that it does, and I've not spoken to anybody as I've taken up the job, as it were, that shares that view either. So I think it's about making sure that we use ideas that may be in other jurisdictions to help us, if you like, break into communities that have been hard to reach. Because it's not just an issue for how we recruit from the Catholic community. I think there's other places we'd like to target.
What can you bring, which is a fresh approach, do you think?
Well, I've already spoken to some colleagues that have dealt with the issue. I had a lot of experience, for example, when I was in London, about trying to encourage and attract more people from black communities into the Met. It's about maybe a conversation with forces like the Met to help this service recruit more people from particularly the Catholic community. And some simple ideas I'd heard of an initiative that South Wales Police are using, where officers and staff might take people's email addresses if they feel that they might be the sort of person to be interested in a policing career. It takes 30 seconds or so to do that, doesn't it? Is that a quick win that we could adapt and see if it makes some of the changes here?
Your predecessor also had concerns about policing in a hard Brexit outcome and how legacy investigations were damaging the PSNI. What are your views on those two big issues?
They're both really important issues for us, aren't they? In terms of Brexit, I think it's about waiting to see what the detail finally is. George has probably told you in the past that we've got a senior officer who's solely in charge of our Brexit preparation, not just for the PSNI, but working with our organisations to see what the impact might be. But until we, like many people, know the fine detail, we've had exercises and plans drawn up. So I think our preparedness is as good as it can be at the moment. In terms of legacy, again, I recognise that is a hugely important issue for people from different backgrounds. My own view is it should be something that's taken off the PSNI, and I would advocate for the establishment of the Historical Investigation Unit to do that.
Go back 1 year. Did you think Cheshire was your last job in policing, particularly the way it ended?
I always kept an open mind. I was accused of wrongdoing. I submitted to every part of the regulatory regime to manage that, and I was completely exonerated of allegations of bullying. So I kept that open mind. If the right opportunity came up, I've had a passion for policing. I think it's in my DNA after 30 odd years. And when this job was there, I thought it was too good a chance to miss.
The tribunal report, as you say, did exonerate you. It did remark on your challenging style of leadership. And given you say that you might have changes in mind, will that spell trouble if you're trying to bring change and reform to the PSNI?
I'd like to think not. I mean, firstly, I've reflected carefully and over some time about what happened in Cheshire, what I might have done differently. But I also remind myself I was completely cleared. I think change, sometimes you'll know yourself, there's winners and losers, and it's about how you use the people around you to bring the whole organisation alongside and move forward. So that change here, I think, is about being seen to listen. It's about patient and considered, and I've got every confidence that with the right people to support me, we'll do a good job here.
On the line, commentator Malachy O'Doherty. Good morning, Malachy.
Morning, Vinny.
And the former senior police officer, Alan Maines. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Vinny.
Well, we'll start with you, Malachy. Let's go back to the 50-50 policing subject. Right. He says he's not yet convinced.
Well, he will have to be when the numbers drop below 30%, because that was the recommendation of Patton. And that seems to be likely to be something that will happen within his five-year period, if he lasts 5 years. I'm a bit worried that we're seeing the reincarnation of Matt Bagot here. You know, that the policing board has gone for a cop who's from outside, who's focused on community policing and softly manner, much more the village cop on the beat than the counter-terrorist robocop. And we need something a wee bit more towards that hard edge. I think it was a terrible mistake to appoint somebody from outside the PSNI. I think he's learning into a job. He shouldn't be learning into a job.
You're being very harsh on him, Malachy. He's barely 24 hours into it.
I know, exactly. Exactly. That's it. He's 24 hours into it and getting the hang of it and out and about and meeting people and thinking out ideas. He should have been hitting the ground running as a man who was on top of the job. And there were people in the PSNI with decades of experience in Northern Ireland and know the parameters of latitude, if you like, within Northern Ireland and know the nature of the problem. This man is talking about policing the 12th like the Notting Hill Carnival. You know, he's talking about getting the emails of people who might be interested in joining the police as a way of getting up Catholic recruitment.
Maybe it's just a fresh perspective, Malachy. Maybe because he's an outsider per se, you know, he might come at it from a different angle, and perhaps that's what we need. For example, with the recruitment thing, are we a bit obsessed with the Catholic Protestant thing? And perhaps he has a point when it comes to other ethnicities, black people, Chinese people, etc. Maybe that should be part of the focus as well.
It should be part of the focus. Absolutely, it should be part of the focus. But the reality is here, if we fall back to Catholic representation in the PSNI of the low levels that we had before, then we are in deep trouble. That is something that the dissident Republicans aspire to creating, and it's something that Sinn Féin's doing very little to prevent, because you never hear Sinn Féin saying, go to the police about this, or we would like to see those people arrested. What you get is, oh, these people should explain themselves, or they should go away. That is not an answer to a major security problem. So essentially what we need is a policing regime in Northern Ireland which has clarity about the problems on the ground and about the way towards resolving them. And for the policing board to go outside the PSNI to find some nice wee Englishman who's of very gentle nature, soft-spoken.
And oh, that's very patronising, Malachy.
He's
got a very good track record. He's got a long list of experience, and I think the decision by the panel to appoint him was unanimous.
Well, we haven't seen anything of the class or determination or polish of the man.
Well, maybe you should have been on that panel, Malachy. Let's bring in Al Mains at this point. So in terms of the Catholic recruitment in the PSNI, it's currently at 32% off officers. Do you think, has he got a point? Has the new Chief Colin got a point?
Well, first of all, let me just address a point of Malachy's. I mean, this new Chief Constable is an experienced police officer of many years and has covered quite a few police constabulary areas. And he will bring fresh ideas in that hopefully will be positive and embraced by his senior team and will hopefully benefit the people of Northern Ireland. So I wouldn't just say that. And he performed exceptionally well at the board, which is cross-panel of all denominations. And he came out the all-time winner of it. And I don't disagree with Malachy that we had some excellent candidates from the PSNI. But I wouldn't underestimate this gentleman. First of all, I hear a lot of talk, and I don't know him personally, but I do know and I can see that he's just not talking about policing issues when it comes to 50-50. This is a bigger and wider issue for Catholics joining the police in Northern Ireland. And it seems to be that he is quite rightly saying that he wants police officers, the ambassadors for that role, to encourage Catholic police officers and other people. And they want our politicians to stand up and create a platform for that to happen. Well, I think that's a very sensible way. And if he continues with that approach on a lot of policing issues, i.e. it is always not just about policing, it is about partnership in policing. And I think he's starting to embrace and show that very well.
So it's a £207,000 a year job. He's going to have a lot of things on that to-do list. For example, $150 million has been sliced off the PSNI's near $1 billion budget in recent years. So he may have to oversee changes as a result of that. Finances might get even tighter, Alan.
Well, yeah, and you know what? We always hear that for any big corporate, because that's what it is, it's a corporate public entity, you know, where it's a massive organisation with civilians, with expertise, and with backup services, and it's a big, big ship to run. And let's be honest, George Hamilton hasn't left a particularly bad one here. He's left him quite a good ship to steer. And I think with the reduction in any budget, any chief officer or chief executive of any company will tell you they always need more money. I do like his concept of community policing, because I think that's where it starts and finishes. I believe we need to engage with the public, because you'll not hear without a week passing in policing terms that they appeal to the public and they want the public to help them. Well, the public must have confidence in the police to firstly go and talk to them and have that confidence.
Alan, aren't the public more likely to have confidence in a local man with long experience or a local woman with long experience in the PSNI or the RUC before it? I just think the idea of bringing somebody in from England who doesn't have the roots in the community here, this is a particular problem. This isn't like moving from Lanarkshire to Lancashire. You know, it is a particular culture of policing here, a particular nature of the community division problems, which are unique to here, which are not the same. There are similarities in Glasgow and Liverpool, but they're not the same as the problems around policing at Notting Hill.
I'm just aware of the time, Malik, and I want to go on to another issue, which is one of his first calls will be whether to contest a court defeat over back pay involving, and we've all heard this in the news, 3,700 staff, which could cost the organisation $40 million. Difficult thing to try and deal with, which he's inherited as soon as he begins the job.
Well, and there'll be a resounding cheer will go up around the country if he does and if he wins, because there's been so much expense faced by others. So I mean, I would have thought with the kind of figures that are involved, you would have to contest that, surely. That's something that that will give us some measure of the cut of the man.
I don't necessarily agree with that, Malachy, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it's been through the courts, and let's just be very clear on this. The police officers who have worked those hours at the expense and time of their families and friends and whatever you want to call it, they're entitled to it. And I think the courts just decided that. Now, if it comes down to a monetary issue, which it obviously will, and off a budget, which it obviously will, then the police officers are entitled to do that. What I would like to see, not to defend the hearing claims the way they did, and they became contentious with it, and then they doubled the bills with lawyers and doctors, I would like to see the Chief Constable take a pragmatic approach to this and say, yeah, you are entitled to it, guys and girls. Yes, you've done it. You've done the work. So here's the deal. And work closely with the Federation, who, by the way, is an important, integral part of policing in Northern Ireland. And he must get the morale of the police officers who currently sit, according to the statistics, at 92 or 98%. That's horrendous.
Okay, Alan, we'll have to leave it at that. But Alan Maines and Malachy O'Doherty, thank you both very much.